Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
The sun had dipped below the horizon, casting a warm, golden glow across the desert landscape. A figure emerged from the shadows, a solitary traveler with a pack clung over his shoulder and a determined look in his eyes. That's me. I'm Alex. And I'd been on the road for days, heading towards Big Bend National Forest. The excitement of the journey had not yet worn off, but the ache in my feet was a persistent reminder of the miles they had covered. I'd heard the rumors by the locals, the campfire tales of a creature that lurked in the wilderness out here, but I always had dismissed them as the stuff of legends, nothing to trouble my modern rational mind, just bullshit stories by the locals. I walked into a small town or Terlingua, a dusty outpost-like town that clung to the edge of civilization like a stubborn weed. A few inhabitants that lingered outside their homes eyed at me with a mix of curiosity and caution. The general store was the only place still open, a beacon of light in the fading dusk. Inside, the owner, a grizzled man named Keith, I would soon find out, looked up from behind the counter, his eyes narrowing as he took in sight of the wary traveler.
"You're a bit late in the season for hiking," he said, his voice gravely from years of cigarettes and too much solitude. "But I guess that's not my business."
I nodded, a smile playing on my lips.
"Just passing through,"
I replied, placing a few supplies onto the counter. "Just looking for a little adventure before the summer heat kicks in." He paused, his hand hovering over the cash register.
"You've heard the stories, though, haven't you?"
My smile faltered, but I shrugged it off. "Stories are just stories. I'm not superstitious." The old man's gaze held a warning that the light in the store couldn't quite wash away.
"You should be,"
he said, his tone dropped to a gruff whisper.
"The dog man's been active again."
My heart kinda skipped a beat, but I forced a laugh.
"The dog man?
That's just an old wife's tale to keep tourists out of trouble.
I'm from Fort Worth, but even I have heard stories about Big Bend. But they're all bullshit."
Keith leaned closer, his eyes locked on mine.
"Is it?"
he asked, his voice carrying the weight of something much heavier than a simple question.
"Or is it a warning from those who know better?"
The silence stretched, the only sound of ticking on an ancient clock on the wall. I felt the tension in the air thicken, but I'd come too far on my journey on foot to let fear dictate my path. With a forced chuckle, I paid for the supplies and stepped out into the night, the words echoing in my mind like the distant howl of an unseen predator. As the moon rose over Big Bend National Forest, the landscape transformed into a canvas of shadows and moonlight. I followed the trail that I'd found deeper into the wilderness, the crunch of gravel underfoot punctuating the stillness. The darkness grew denser, the cacti and rocks taking on twisted forms that danced at the edges of my vision. A rustling in the underbrush made me freeze, my heart hammering in my chest. A flash of movement caught my eye, and for a moment, I swore I saw something large and inhuman darting through the sagebrush. I convinced myself that it was a trick of the light, or perhaps a javelina, the local wild pig species known for their speed and stealth. The path grew steeper, the trees thinner, until I reached a small clearing. It was here that I had stumbled upon some abandoned campsite. The tent was torn, its fabric flapping in the breeze like a flag of surrender. A campfire smoldered, the smell of burnt meat heavy in the air. My stomach turned, and I forced down the bile that threatened to rise. The area was littered with overturned supplies and discarded equipment. A sense of dread settled in my bones, a chill that had nothing to do with the cool night air. The signs of struggle were undeniable. Deep gouges in the earth, a snapped branch with fabric caught in its splinters, and a trail of blood that led off into the woods. I told myself it was just a wild animal attack, a bear perhaps, but the size of the tracks were all wrong. They were too large, too human-like. I set up my camp with shaking hands, the whispers of the trees playing tricks on my ears. The laughter of the campfire crackling filled the air, but it was a hollow sound, a mockery of the cheerful campfires I had enjoyed in my youth. The noises grew louder, and I swore I heard a snarl in the distance. Was it the wind, or was it something else? With a heavy heart, I climbed into my tent, zipping it tight, and pulled out my flashlight. The beam cut through the darkness, illuminating the blood-splattering earth just outside my shelter. I laid there, wide awake, listening to the symphony of the night. The usual comfort of crickets and distant coyotes was now a cacophony of fear, each sound a potential harbinger of doom. The old man's words haunted me.
"You should be."
Had I underestimated the dangers of the wilderness? Or was I about to become another chapter in the terrifying legend of this dogman? The distant snarling grew louder that night, weaving through the night like a sinister melody. It was a sound that didn't belong in the natural orchestra of Big Bend. The coyotes had gone silent, their yips and yowls replaced by the mournful cry that echoed through the desert. The howl was eerie, human-like, and it sent shivers down my spine. Was it a trick of the wind? A figment of my overactive imagination? Or was it the very creature I had dismissed as a myth mere hours ago? I held my breath, straining to listen. The howl grew closer, and with it, a sense of dread that seemed to thicken the air around me. The fabric of the tent felt flimsy, a mere barrier against the unknown that lurked just beyond the flickering glow of my flashlight. The hair on the back of my neck stood on end, and my heart raced, hammering against my ribs like a caged bird desperate for escape. I clutched the flashlight tightly, the cold metal a comfort in the suffocating darkness. I unzipped the front, the beam dancing around the tent, searching for any sign of movement. My eyes grew accustomed to the shadows, picking out every detail of the campsite. Some weird noises wasn't going to scare me and ruin my sleep. I stepped outside, searching around with my flashlight. The blood-splattered earth was a stark contrast to the moonlit landscape, a silent scream in the night that refused to be ignored. The howling grew louder, more insistent, and it was then that I knew, with a bone-chilling certainty, that I truly wasn't alone. Something or this creature was out there, and it was searching for something or someone. Me. The reality of the situation settled in, a heavy blanket of fear that threatened to smother me. The Dogman possibly was not a figment of campfire lore. It may very well be a living, breathing monster, and it had found its next victim. Regardless if it was the Dogman or something else, I had to ask.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Act to survive, but every muscle in my body was frozen in terror. I ran back into my tent, zipping it up and sitting Indian style for what felt like hours. The noises came back, louder this time. With a trembling hand, I reached for the tent zipper, the metallic sound echoing through the night like a gunshot. I paused, listening for any change in the creature's movements. Then all of a sudden, the howling stopped, and the desert held its breath. Slowly, ever so slowly, I unzipped the tent, my heart pounding in my ears. The now moonlit clearing laid before me, a stage for the horror that was about to unfold. As I stepped out into the open once again, the night air washed over me, cold and unforgiving. The silence was deafening, broken only by the distant call of an owl. But I knew I wasn't alone in the darkness. This creature was out there, waiting for me to make a mistake. I took a deep breath, willing my legs to move, and began to back away from the campsite, my eyes scanning the horizon for any sign of movement. Each step was agonizingly slow, the crunch of gravel beneath my boots sounding like thunder in the stillness. I told myself I could outrun it, that I had survived worse, but deep down, I knew that was bullshit. The creature had the advantage of speed, of the night, of the very fear that coursed through my veins. The howling began anew, closer this time, and I felt its eyes on me, watching, stalking. My mind raced for a plan, for any way to outwit the monster that had claimed so many before me, supposedly. But as the sound grew nearer, the panic took hold, and I knew that I was about to find out if the Dogman was indeed a myth or a very real and deadly presence in the heart of Big Bend National Forest. My heart hammered in my chest as the silence stretched tauter than a bowstring. The anticipation was almost unbearable, the sudden cessation of the creature's call leaving me more vulnerable than ever. I knew that the creature was playing a game with me, a game that it had played countless times before, I assumed. Each step backwards was a dance with death, and I was acutely aware of the danger closing in. I broke into a run, the tent and the horror it contained forgotten. The night swallowed me whole, and the landscape blurred into a series of shadows and moonlit patches. Could almost hear the pounding of its unnatural gait as it pursued me. Branches slapped at my face and thorns tore at my clothes, but I didn't slow down. My flashlight beam bobbed wildly as I sprinted, casting erratic shadows that danced around me. The howling grew more distant, and for a brief, hopeful moment, I thought that I had lost it. But then, from the corner of my eye, I caught a glimpse of something large and dark, moving swiftly through the trees. It had flanked me, turning the game into its favor once again. The creature's movements grew bolder, the snarls and growls now accompanied by the thunderous sound of its approach. I stumbled, my breath coming in ragged gasps, and I knew I could not outrun it forever. I had to find shelter, to think, to survive. As the moon cast its silver light upon a nearby rock formation, an idea took shape in my desperate mind. If the Dogman was as intelligent as the stories suggested, then perhaps it had a weakness, something I could exploit. I swerved, heading straight for the rocks, and as the creature closed the gap, I leaped, my body a blur of motion. The ground dropped away, and for a moment, I was suspended in the air, the creature's howl of triumph turning into a snarl of frustration as I disappeared into the shadows below. The fall was jarring, sending a shockwave of pain through my limbs as I hit the rocky floor. But the pain was a small price to pay for the temporary reprieve from the creature's pursuit. I scrambled to my feet, my eyes searching the darkness for any sign of this creature. The howling had stopped again, and the silence was a cocoon around me, a brief sanctuary from the horror that stalked above. With my back pressed against the cool rock, I took stock of my surroundings. The rock formation was a maze of narrow passages and small caves, a labyrinth that could be the key to my survival or my tomb. The creature was clever, and it would not be fooled for long. I had to move, to find a place to hide, to think. I pushed deeper into this maze, my flashlight bobbing with every frantic step. The walls grew closer, the air colder, and the scent of earth and ancient stone filled my nose. It was a place untouched by humans, a natural fortress that had stood sentinel for eons. It was here, in the belly of the earth, that I would make my stand, praying that the creature's curiosity and rage would not lead into the same dark corners that I had sought refuge in. The moments ticked by, each one feeling like an eternity. I could hear the creature's footsteps on the rocks above, feel its malicious intent as it searched for me. I ducked into a nearby small cave, the entrance obscured by a tangle of roots and branches. It was not much, but it was all I had. I held my breath, listening intently. The creature's movements grew fainter, the howling now a mournful echo that seemed to mourn its lost prey. But I knew better than to let my guard down. It was out there, waiting, watching, and it would not rest until it had tasted victory. I was sure of it. As the night wore on, I could feel my strength waning, my body crying out for rest. But I dared not close my eyes, not even for a moment. For in the heart of Big Bend National Forest, in the shadows of the Dogman's territory, the line between myth and reality had grown thin, and survival was a game with only one rule. Never let the monsters catch you. The creature's howls grew fainter, its footsteps retreating into the distance. I waited, my breath shallow and my heart racing, until the silence was all-consuming. Then, with a newfound sense of urgency, I began to navigate the rocky maze, my eyes peeled for an escape. The walls of the cavern seemed to close in all around me, whispering ancient secrets that offered no solace in the face of horror that lurked outside. Finally, I saw a sliver of light, a promise of salvation in the form of a narrow opening. I squeezed through the gap, my back scraping against the rough stone, and stumbled out into the desert night once more. The moon casted long shadows across the sand, and the air was cool against my clammy skin. I took a deep, shaky breath, the sweet taste of freedom tantalizing my senses. But freedom was a fickle alley. I had no map, no compass, no idea where the nearest sign of civilization lay. The desert was a vast, indifferent expanse, and I was but a speck in its endless sea. Yet I walked on, driven by the hope that each step would bring me closer to some sort of safety. The howling remained a constant companion. Maybe it was just in my head at this point. A ghostly chorus that taunted me with its proximity. But regardless, the creature was still out there, searching, hunting for me. But for now, it had lost the scent, the thrill of the chase momentarily forgotten. I used the time wisely, my legs pumping through the sand, each step a silent prayer to whatever deities watched over lost souls like me. The horizon grew lighter as the first hints of dawn kissed the sky, painting the landscape in shades of pink and blue. And then, as if by some divine intervention, I spotted the unmistakable outline of a road cutting through the desert like a lifeline. The sight was like a beacon, guiding me through the last of my fear and exhaustion. I stumbled.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Hold on to the asphalt, the stark contrast of the hard, unyielding surface sending jolts of pain through my bruised feet. But the pain was a welcome sensation, a reminder that I was alive, that the nightmare was real, and that I had a chance to escape it. I stumbled along the side of the road, my eyes peeled for any signs of life. I don't know how much time passed, but salvation came in the form of a pair of headlights, growing larger in the early morning light. The car approached, its engine a comforting hum in the quiet of the desert. I waved my arms frantically, and the car slowed to a stop, a cloud of dust billowing around it. The door swung open, and a concerned face peered out to me. An elderly man with a stubble-covered chin and eyes that filled with questions.
"You okay?"
he called out, the words a balm to my frayed nerves. I nodded, unable to speak, and climbed into the passenger seat. The car's interior was a sanctuary of normalcy, the scent of leather and gasoline a stark contrast to the fear that had consumed me. The man said little as he drove, and I was grateful for the silence. My mind raced with the events of the night. When we reached the outskirts of the small town that I had visited the previous day, the first light of dawn painted the buildings with a warm, welcoming glow. I directed him to a motel at the edge of town, my thoughts already racing to the safety of four walls and a locked door. Once the car came to a stop, I fumbled with the seatbelt, my hands shaking. "Thanks," I managed to murmur before stumbling out of the car. The man offered a concerned nod, and I watched as he drove away, the tires picking up gravel as he disappeared into the morning. Inside the motel, I rented a room, the plastic key clutched tightly in my trembling hand. The room was a sanctuary, the floral comforter and stale scent of air freshener, a stark contrast to the horror I had just endured. I collapsed onto the bed, my body screaming for rest, my mind still racing with the echoes of the dogman's howl. The next morning, I called for an Uber, my voice shaking as I gave the driver my address back home. It was going to be one hell of an expensive Uber ride. But at that moment, I just didn't give a shit. But I knew one thing. I knew I would never go solo hiking again. Let me start off by saying that I'm from Texas, born and raised. I live about 2 hours from Big Bend, and I've heard plenty of stories. The talking about skinwalkers, dogman, chupacabra, to aliens, you name it. but I always thought it was simply bullshit. But I'm not going to bore you with any more of my personal thoughts prior to this event. Here is what went down, give or take.
You're going to love it up here, trust me, Mark said with a wink, his eyes gleaming with excitement.
His old Toyota bumped along the dirt road, the dust rising in a cloud that danced in the early morning light.
If you say so, I replied, trying to match his enthusiasm.
The truth was, I had my doubts.
Hiking in Big Bend National Park, especially with just one other person, and knowing that I should have never taken that bet that I could beat him on a hiking dare, it really wasn't my idea of a good time. But Mark had been raving about this place for months, and I had promised to join him for this trip. As we parked at the trailhead, the vast expanse of desert and mountains unfolded before us. It was beautiful in a stark, intimidating way. Mark handed me a map and a water bottle, slapped me on the back and said, "See you at the top." And with that, he was off, his pack bobbing up and down as he disappeared around the bend. I took a deep breath and started up the trail. The heat was already building, and the rocks crunched under my boots. The only sounds were the occasional bird call and the distant rumble of the river. The quiet was eerie, but I told myself it was just nature doing its thing. The trail grew steeper, and the sun climbed higher. Sweat beaded on my forehead, and I paused to wipe it away with the back of my hand. That's when I heard it. A low, mournful howl that didn't quite belong. I stopped in my tracks, heart pounding. This couldn't have been a coyote. It was too deep, too resonant. I squinted into the distance, searching the horizon for any sign of life. And that's when I saw it. Far off, silhouetted against the stark blue sky, was a creature that looked like a man, but moved with the fluid grace of a beast. It was too far away to make out details, but there was something undeniably wrong with it. Its head was too large, its limbs too elongated. A cold chill ran down my spine. I blinked, and it was gone. Just like that, the desert had swallowed it up again. I told myself it was just a trick of the heat, a mirage playing games with my eyes. But deep down, I knew that what I had seen was real. I took another step on the trail, trying to shake off the uneasy feeling. But the image of this werewolf or dogman lingered, like a shadow at the edges of my vision. I couldn't shake the feeling that I was still being watched. Suddenly, Mark came sprinting back, his face ashen.
"We gotta go, man,"
he panted, grabbing my arm. "There's a ranger station hidden up the path. They had reports of people disappearing. Something's not right."
My heart skipped a beat.
"What do you mean, disappearing?"
"Exactly what it sounds like," he said, his voice tight with fear. "People go hiking and never come back. They're talking about things in the woods, creatures. I ran across a park ranger when I was hiking up here trying to beat you. He told me that the trail has closed right now and that I needed to turn around and head home. Totally freaked me out. The guy gave me the creeps."
We broke into a run, the weight of our packs forgotten in the face of the horror that had just been told to us. The ranger station was a small outpost nestled amongst the rocks. We didn't know if this guy was just playing a prank on us or what, but we knew that the ranger station wasn't too far off, so we wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty and find out from someone else if indeed this trail was actually closed, or if this ranger was just having a bad day or just wanted to be an a-hole. The ranger station was a small outpost nestled amongst the rocks. Inside, a tired-looking ranger nodded gravely at Mark's story, confirming what we had heard from his colleague. His radio crackled with static, and he held it tightly to his chest.
You... Look, he wasn't bullshitting you. That trail has been closed for the past couple of days. You two really do need to leave.
The ranger said, his voice firm.
This isn't the time or place for amateur adventures. There's other trails for that, but this area is closed off. We do. Seriously, in all earnesty, we have a situation here.
At that point, we didn't need convincing. We grabbed our things and started back down the trail, our earlier camaraderie replaced by a taut silence. Every rustle in the brush made us jump, every shadow a potential threat. The sun was sinking now, casting long shadows that seemed to stretch out malevolently towards us. The rumors of the missing grew more vivid in my mind, each one more chilling than the last. We've heard several stories about this place, but always chalked it up to Bull. Talk of a creature that walked on two legs, but wasn't human, leaving only torn fabric and bone behind. I glanced at Mark, his eyes wide and haunted, and I knew deep down he was probably thinking about the same exact thing. The trail grew steeper, the light grew dimmer, and the howl echoed through the canyon again. This time, it was much louder.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Much closer. We broke into a desperate sprint. Adrenaline coursing through our veins like fire. The Toyota was in sight, a beacon of safety in the fading light. But then Mark stumbled, his ankle twisted with a sickening crack, and he went down hard. The howl grew louder, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I had a choice to make, leave him behind or risk it all.
"Get in the car!" I yelled, slinging his pack over my shoulder. "I ain't going nowhere!"
I grabbed his arm and helped him to his feet. With a grimace, Mark nodded, and together we hobbled towards the car, the darkness and the howl closing in around us. We had to get out of there before we became the next chapter of the Dogman in Big Bend National Park. I told him to give me his keys. He hesitated, but he understood why about 2 seconds after I said it. He gave me the keys, and I helped him inside the passenger seat, slamming the door shut as I seen him lock it as I went around to the driver's side. I got into the truck, started the engine, and we got the hell out of there. We haven't been back since, but you know what? I'm perfectly okay with visiting a different national park.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.